Now we're going to look at dysfunctional relationships. If you're in a relationship and it's not working and you want it to work because you still love the person, how to repair it. And if you are disagreeing, why are you disagreeing and what are you disagreeing over? Understand that arguments happen because both parties think they're right. And it's really important in your relationship to decide whether it's more important to be right or to be happy. So think about it. And when you're away from your partner, you send the energy of love to your partner. And it cannot be a one-sided love. If it becomes too needy, then you will drain your partner. If your partner is too needy of you, they will drain you. It has to be only if you both love each other, but things aren't working out for whatever reason. Look at your reaction and your actions. Think about what you have said and have you meant it. And how hard is it to say, I'm sorry? And when you are apart, to sit and think about your partner and use your mind to let them know just how much you love them and for them to wake up to the fact that they love you, to remember that they love you. You cannot make someone love you if they are not loving you anymore. This can only be if you've still got love between you, but you perhaps don't like each other for whatever reason. If you're in a relationship where you've lost respect for your partner, love cannot dwell where respect has gone. Respect and love go hand in hand. So this method will not work if you have no respect for your partner or if your partner has no respect for you. If your partner has no respect for you, look to yourself and be honest with yourself, but not brutally honest. And really think about why your partner doesn't respect you. What is it about you that they no longer respect? What is it about you that you no longer respect? Remember, your thoughts become your reality. Your thoughts become your actions. So it's something about your thought pattern that you're needing to look at, the way you think about yourself. Sending energy to someone that still loves you and you love them will repair the relationship. It will bring you tighter together and you may well find it stronger than it's ever been. And ask that your partner communicate with you fully, clearly and openly. And send that to your partner. You're asking them for these things. Through your mind speak. Always remember, one person cannot have an argument on their own. You can have an argument internally, but if it's two people speaking to each other and one is saying nothing, the other cannot have an argument. They can rant and they can rave. But I cannot have a two-way argument if it's only one person speaking. Learn to subdue that feeling of emotion that taps into argumentative behaviour. Use your thoughts. And you will stop this behavior. None of this would work if you were not kind to yourself. All the time you are harsh with yourself and blaming yourself, you are in a point of judgment of self. And it won't work for you. You need to be fair with self. Just as you're fair with others, you need to be just as fair with yourself.